As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are at the Odyssey Sound Space at the Hard Rock Hotel, New York. This is your check-in with Selena Gomez.
Hello.
Congratulations on all the things.
Thank you. The album
is wonderful.
Thank you so much.
I'm so happy you did this, that you're still doing it. When you completed the first song for the project, did you know immediately that it was going to be an album, a whole album?
Not necessarily. Okay. You know, I was in the studio for maybe 5 or 6 years and I could not figure out what my sound, if you will, was. I was frustrated. I didn't know.
Yeah, yeah.
I felt stuck. And then Benny had this idea of, you know, maybe doing something together. So we actually started with Younger and Hotter. And that song was just really special and so beautiful. And Phineas obviously is a genius. And I was like, we could do more. And that's when it all happened. And it was the quickest album I've ever put together.
That's good, good. So it was you. I had in my head that Benny like duped you into it. Like he was like, oh, maybe let's record one more, two, you know, three more. Oh, we have a whole album.
Yeah. Well, he does trick me. I do a lot of TikToks that I would never do, but yeah.
Yeah. So was there a song that Benny loved, he had his heart set on, that you were kind of skeptical about putting on the project?
No, you know, the greatest thing was Benny understood. If I wasn't really comfortable, not comfortable necessarily, if I just didn't care for it, it wasn't even a second thought. He was like, great, that's not what fits for you, that's not gonna work then. But in general, some of the music I would try to kind of make my own interpretation, and it was really fun. And plus, being able to talk to him and write is so, it's just so easy.
I love it. The best stuff comes out that way, I feel like.
I think so.
You have Gracie on this album.
Love her.
I imagine Taylor was the link up for you two initially?
Actually, Benny has known her for, I think, since she was 18 or so.
What?
Yeah, because he had worked with her on her first song ever.
Okay.
And it was, so he was the connection, and it was his idea, because I love Gracie. My little sister's name is Gracie, so I always tell her that, and my sister loves her. But he was like, what about Gracie? And I was like, do you think she'd do it? Because, you know, she's young and doing her own thing, and she heard it, wanted to do it. It was perfect.
And it looks like you too, I mean, got on just so well.
Well, the crazy part is she's in the middle of a tour.
Yeah.
And she was in LA for one day. And we were like, well, there's no way we're going to shoot a music video. Let's just become like cozy and make a video and call it the video. So she's so laid back and lovely. It was fun.
I know you made Benny, a true Taylor Swift fan, like, you know, introduced him to the whole
properly.
Catalog. Yes, yes. So I was wondering, has he done the same for you with any artist? It doesn't have to be a new artist, but maybe even somebody legendary that you just weren't up on to that degree?
I would say 60% of the music he plays me is I've never heard. And I'm so impressed with his taste.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's from different genres, different eras. Like, he really loves music, and I get so happy when he's so passionate about it. So a lot of hip hop, you know, earlier stuff, and I sound so cheesy right now, but he does. Well, I don't know most of it.
And he's super eclectic. I feel like it comes across in his production as well, just all it's the true. Different stuff he listens to.
It's really something great. He makes a really good playlist.
Some of your recording gives me anxiety because I see pictures you post and it's like this makeshift weird studio in your bedroom or the bathroom, and you have like a blanket over you, and is it hard to get into the zone that way? Like, what are
no,
we doing?
You know, I thought it might be, but it just felt easier.
Yeah.
I felt more comfortable. So if I wanted to sing louder, I could. If I don't know. If I wanted to go downstairs, get a little snack, you know, I could go. It was nice.
Have you ever been in the middle of like your best take ever and Benny's in the kitchen and drops a pan or something? And
yes. Or he'll come in and just be like, really, really quick, babe, just wanted to say, if you do that second verse really quick, just do this.
Oh,
and
no.
I'll be like, thank you. And then he'll go, what do you feel like eating later? Because I'm going to cook something like right now. And I'm like, we'll figure it out. He's like, okay, Bart, you good? Do you need anything? My engineer, are you good? And I'm like, will you please just like let me do, I'm in a groove here.
So,
but he's sweet.
So do you go into an actual studio for a portion of it or not really?
No,
you
do I'm just doing it on a couch with a
that's
mic.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And it sounds amazing.
Thank
that's
you.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
So before we wrap, just to switch gears a little bit, you know, we were talking about Only Murders. And I love the show, and you've gotten to work with some of the best in the industry because of that show. So please tell me Meryl Streep has given you some kind of, it doesn't even have to be acting advice. It could be life advice. I feel like that woman knows the secret to happiness, all the things.
I couldn't agree more. I think it's simply in the way she says something. She actually wrote me a full letter after the first season she had done with us. And it was all encouraging. And it was more so that she noticed the little things. And the little things like please and thank you and these tiny things. And it just, it was so thoughtful and beautiful. Like, she is just a rare creature. She is incredible.
For real. That's yes. Awesome. Well, we're excited about, you know, obviously the new music and yeah. And Only Murders and all that. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
We are at the Odyssey Sound Space at the Hard Rock Hotel, New York. This is your check-in with Selena Gomez.
Hello.
Congratulations on all the things.
Thank
the album
you.
Is wonderful.
Thank
it's
you
so good.
Much.
I'm so happy you did this, that you're still doing it. When you completed the first song for the project, did you know immediately that it was going to be an album, a whole album?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
You know, I was in the studio for maybe 5 or 6 years, and I could not figure out what my sound, if you will, was. I was frustrated. I didn't know.
Yeah, yeah.
I felt stuck. And then Benny had this idea of, you know, maybe doing something together. So we actually started with Younger and Hotter. And that song was just really special and so beautiful. And Phineas, obviously, is a genius. And I was like, we could do more. And that's when it all happened. And it was the quickest album I've ever put together.
That's good, good. So it was you. I had in my head that Benny, like, duped you into it. Like, he was like, oh, maybe let's record one more, two, you know, three more. Oh, we have a whole album.
Yeah. Well, he does trick me. I do a lot of TikToks that I would never do, but yeah.
Yeah. So was there a song that Benny loved, he had his heart set on that you were kind of skeptical about putting on the project?
No, you know, the greatest thing was Benny understood. If I wasn't really comfortable, not comfortable necessarily, if I just didn't care for it, it wasn't even a second thought. He was like, great, that's not what fits for you. That's not going to work then. But in general, some of the music I would try to kind of make my own interpretation. And it was really fun. And plus, being able to talk to him and write is so, it's just so easy.
I love it. The best stuff comes out that way, I feel like.
I think so.
You have Gracie on this album.
Love her.
I imagine Taylor was the link up for you two initially.
Actually, Benny has known her for, I think, since she was 18 or so.
What?
Yeah, because he had worked with her on her first song ever.
Okay.
And it was, so he was the connection, and it was his idea, because I love Gracie. My little sister's name is Gracie, so I always tell her that, and my sister loves her, but he was like, what about Gracie? And I was like, do you think she'd do it? Because, you know, she's young and doing her own thing, and she heard it, wanted to do it. It was perfect.
And it looks like you too, I mean, got on just so well.
Well, the crazy part is, she's in the middle of a tour.
Yeah.
And she was in LA for one day. And we were like, well, there's no way we're going to shoot a music video. Let's just become like cozy and make a video and call it the video. So she's so laid back and lovely. It was fun.
I know you made Benny a true Taylor Swift fan, like, you know, introduced him to the whole
properly
catalog. Yes. So I was wondering, has he done the same for you with any artist? It doesn't have to be a new artist, but maybe even somebody legendary that you just weren't up on to that degree.
I would say 60% of the music he plays me is I've never heard, and I'm so impressed with his taste.
Yeah.
Because it's from different genres, different eras. Like, he really loves music, and I get so happy when he's so passionate about it. So a lot of hip hop, you know, earlier stuff, and I sound so cheesy right now, but he does. I don't know most of it.
And he's super eclectic. I feel like it comes across in his production as well, just all it's the true. Different stuff he listens to.
It's really something great. He makes a really good playlist.
Some of your recording gives me anxiety because I see pictures you post and it's like this makeshift weird studio in your bedroom or the bathroom, and you have like a blanket over you. And is it hard to get into the zone that way? Like, what are we doing?
You know, I thought it might be, but it just felt easier.
Yeah.
I felt more comfortable. So if I wanted to sing louder, I could. I don't know. If I wanted to go downstairs, get a little snack, you know, I could go. It was nice.
Have you ever been in the middle of like your best take ever and Benny's in the kitchen and drops a pan or something? And
yes. Or he'll come in and just be like, really, really quick, babe, just wanted to say, if you do that second verse really quick, just do this.
Oh,
and I'll be like, thank you. And then he'll go, what do you feel like eating later? Because I'm going to cook something like right now. And I'm like, we'll figure it out. He's like, okay, Bart, you good? Do you need anything? My engineer, you good? And I'm like, will you please just like let me do, I'm in a groove here.
So,
but he's sweet.
So do you go into an actual studio for a portion of it or not really?
No,
you
do I'm just doing it on a couch with a
That's
mic.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And it sounds amazing.
Thank
That's
you.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
So before we wrap, just to switch gears a little bit, you know, we were talking about Only Murders, and I love the show, and you've gotten to work with some of the best in the industry because of that show. So please tell me Meryl Streep has given you some kind of, it doesn't even have to be acting advice, it could be life advice. I feel like that woman knows the secret to happiness, all the things.
I couldn't agree more. I think it's simply in the way she says something. She actually wrote me a full letter after the first season she had done with us. And it was all encouraging. And it was more so that she noticed the little things, and the little things like please and thank you and these tiny things. And it just, it was so thoughtful and beautiful. Like, she is just a rare creature. She is incredible.
For real. That's awesome. Well, we're excited about, you know, obviously the new music and, and Only Murders and all that. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
We are at the Odyssey Sound Space at the Hard Rock Hotel, New York. This is your check-in with Selena Gomez.
Hello.
Congratulations on all the things.
Thank you. The album
is wonderful.
Thank you so much.
I'm so happy you did this, that you're still doing it. When you completed the first song for the project, did you know immediately that it was going to be an album, a whole album?
Not necessarily. Okay. You know, I was in the studio for maybe 5 or 6 years, and I could not figure out what my sound, if you will, was. I was frustrated. I didn't know.
Yeah, yeah.
I felt stuck. And then Benny had this idea of, you know, maybe doing something together. So we actually started with Younger and Hotter. And that song was just really special and so beautiful. And Phineas obviously is a genius. And I was like, we could do more. And that's when it all happened. And it was the quickest album I've ever put together.
That's good, good. So it was you. I had in my head that Benny like duped you into it. Like, he was like, oh, maybe let's record one more, two, you know, three more. Oh, we have a whole album.
Yeah. Well, he does trick me. I do a lot of TikToks that I would never do, but yeah.
Yeah. So was there a song that Benny loved, he had his heart set on, that you were kind of skeptical about putting on the project?
No, you know, the greatest thing was Benny understood. If I wasn't really comfortable, not comfortable necessarily, if I just didn't care for it, it wasn't even a second thought. He was like, great, that's not what fits for you, that's not gonna work then. But in general, some of the music I would try to kind of make my own interpretation, and it was really fun. And plus, being able to talk to him and write is so, it's just so easy.
I love it. The best stuff comes out that way, I feel like.
I think so.
You have Gracie on this album.
Love her.
I imagine Taylor was the link up for you two initially?
Actually, Benny has known her for, I think, since she was 18 or so.
What?
Yeah, because he had worked with her on her first song ever.
Okay.
And it was, so he was the connection, and it was his idea, because I love Gracie. My little sister's name is Gracie, so I always tell her that, and my sister loves her. But he was like, what about Gracie? And I was like, do you think she'd do it? Because, you know, she's young and doing her own thing, and she heard it, wanted to do it. It was perfect.
And it looks like you too, I mean, got on just so well.
Well, the crazy part is, she's in the middle of a tour.
Yeah.
And she was in LA for one day. And we were like, well, there's no way we're going to shoot a music video. Let's just become like cozy and make a video and call it the video. So she's so laid back and lovely. It was fun.
I know you made Benny a true Taylor Swift fan, like, you know, introduced him to the whole
properly
catalog. Yes. So I was wondering, has he done the same for you with any artist? It doesn't have to be a new artist, but maybe even somebody legendary that you just weren't up on to that degree?
I would say 60% of the music he plays me is I've never heard. And I'm so impressed with his taste.
Yeah.
Because it's from different genres, different eras. Like, he really loves music, and I get so happy when he's so passionate about it. So a lot of hip hop, you know, earlier stuff, and I sound so cheesy right now, but he does, don't know most of it.
And he's super eclectic. I feel like it comes across in his production as well, just all it's the different true. Stuff he listens to.
It's really something great. He makes a really good playlist.
Some of your recording gives me anxiety because I see pictures you post and it's like this makeshift weird studio in your bedroom or the bathroom and you have like a blanket over you. And is it hard to get into the zone that way? Like, what are we doing?
You know, I thought it might be, but it just felt easier.
Yeah.
I felt more comfortable. So if I wanted to sing louder, I could. I don't know. If I wanted to go downstairs and get a little snack, you know, I could go. It was nice.
Have you ever been in the middle of like your best take ever and Benny's in the kitchen and drops a pan or something? And
yes. Or he'll come in and just be like, really, really quick, babe. Just wanted to say, if you do that second verse really quick, just do this.
Oh,
and I'll
no.
be like, thank you. And then he'll go, what do you feel like eating later? Because I'm going to cook something like right now. And I'm like, we'll figure it out. He's like, okay, Bart, you good? Do you need anything? My engineer, are you good? And I'm like, will you please just like let me do, I'm in a groove here.
So,
but he's sweet.
So do you go into an actual studio for a portion of it or not really?
No,
you
do I'm it? Just doing it on a couch with a
That's
mic.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And it sounds amazing.
Thank
That's
you.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
So before we wrap, just to switch gears a little bit, you know, we were talking about Only Murders. And I love the show, and you've gotten to work with some of the best in the industry because of that show. So please tell me Meryl Streep has given you some kind of, it doesn't even have to be acting advice. It could be life advice. I feel like that woman knows the secret to happiness, all the things.
I couldn't agree more. I think it's simply in the way she says something. She actually wrote me a full letter after the first season she had done with us. And it was all encouraging. And it was more so that she noticed the little things. And the little things like please and thank you and these tiny things. And it just, it was so thoughtful and beautiful. Like she is just a rare creature. She is incredible.
For real. That's yes. awesome. Well, we're excited about, you know, obviously the new music and yeah. and Only Murders and all that. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
We are at the Odyssey Sound Space at the Hard Rock Hotel, New York. This is your check-in with Selena Gomez.
Hello.
Congratulations on all the things.
Thank
the album
you.
Is wonderful.
Thank
it's
you
so
much.
Good. I'm so happy you did this, that you're still doing it. When you completed the first song for the project, did you know immediately that it was going to be an album, a whole album?
Not necessarily. Okay. You know, I was in the studio for maybe 5 or 6 years, and I could not figure out what my sound, if you will, was. I was frustrated. I didn't know.
Yeah, yeah.
I felt stuck. And then Benny had this idea of, you know, maybe doing something together. So we actually started with Younger and Hotter. And that song was just really special and so beautiful. And Phineas obviously is a genius. And I was like, we could do more. And that's when it all happened. And it was the quickest album I've ever put together.
That's good, good. So it was you. I had in my head that Benny like duped you into it. Like he was like, oh, maybe let's record one more, two, you know, three more. Oh, we have a whole album.
Yeah. Well, he does trick me. I do a lot of TikToks that I would never do, but yeah.
Yeah. So was there a song that Benny loved, he had his heart set on, that you were kind of skeptical about putting on the project?
No, you know, the greatest thing was Benny understood. If I wasn't really comfortable, not comfortable necessarily, if I just didn't care for it, it wasn't even a second thought. He was like, great, that's not what fits for you, that's not gonna work then. But in general, some of the music I would try to kind of make my own interpretation, and it was really fun. And plus, being able to talk to him and write is so, it's just so easy.
I love it. The best stuff comes out that way, I feel like.
Yeah, I think so.
You have Gracie on this album.
Love her.
I imagine Taylor was the link up for you two initially?
Actually, Benny has known her for, I think, since she was 18 or so.
What?
Yeah, because he had worked with her on her first song ever.
Okay.
And it was, so he was the connection. And it was his idea because I love Gracie. My little sister's name is Gracie, so I always tell her that, and my sister loves her. But he was like, "What about Gracie?" And I was like, "Do you think she'd do it? Because you know she's young and doing her own thing." And she heard it, wanted to do it. It was perfect.
And it looks like you too, I mean, got on just so well.
Well, the crazy part is she's in the middle of a tour.
Yeah.
And she was in LA for one day. And we were like, well, there's no way we're going to shoot a music video. Let's just become like cozy and make a video and call it the video. So
yeah,
it was
yeah.
She's so laid back and lovely. It was fun.
I know you made Benny a true Taylor Swift fan, like, you know, introduced him to the whole
properly
catalog. yes So I was wondering, has he done the same for you with any artist? It doesn't have to be a new artist, but maybe even somebody legendary that you just weren't up on to that degree.
I would say 60% of the music he plays me is I've never heard, and I'm so impressed with his taste.
Yeah.
Because it's from different genres, different eras. Like, he really loves music, and I get so happy when he's so passionate about it. So a lot of hip hop, you know, earlier stuff, and I sound so cheesy right now, but he does. Well, I don't know most of it.
And he's super eclectic. I feel like it comes across in his production as well, just all
it's
the
true.
Different stuff he listens to.
It's really something great. He makes a really good playlist.
Some of your recording gives me anxiety because I see pictures you post and it's like this makeshift weird studio in your bedroom or the bathroom, and you have like a blanket over you. And is it hard to get into the zone that way? Like, what are
no,
we doing?
You know, I thought it might be, but it just felt easier.
Yeah.
I felt more comfortable. So if I wanted to sing louder, I could. I don't know. If I wanted to go downstairs, get a little snack, you know, I could go. It was nice.
Have you ever been in the middle of like your best take ever and Benny's in the kitchen and drops a pan or something? And
yes. Or he'll come in and just be like, really, really quick, babe, just wanted to say, if you do that second verse really quick, just do this.
Oh,
and I'll
no.
be like, thank you. And then he'll go, what do you feel like eating later? Because I'm going to cook something like right now. And I'm like, we'll figure it out. He's like, okay, Bart, you good? Do you need anything? My engineer, are you good? And I'm like, will you please just like let me do, I'm in a groove here.
So,
but he's sweet.
So do you go into an actual studio for a portion of it or not really?
No,
you
do I'm just doing it on a couch with a
That's
mic.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And it sounds amazing.
Thank
That's
you.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
So before we wrap, just to switch gears a little bit, you know, we were talking about Only Murders. And I love the show, and you've gotten to work with some of the best in the industry because of that show. So please tell me Meryl Streep has given you some kind of, it doesn't even have to be acting advice. It could be life advice. I feel like that woman knows the secret to happiness, all the things.
I couldn't agree more. I think it's simply in the way she says something. She actually wrote me a full letter after the first season she had done with us. And it was all encouraging. And it was more so that she noticed the little things. And the little things like please and thank you and these tiny things. And it just, it was so thoughtful and beautiful. Like, she is just a rare creature. She is incredible.
For real. That's awesome. Well, we're excited about, you know, obviously the new music and Only Murders and all that. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
We are at the Odyssey Sound Space at the Hard Rock Hotel, New York. This is your check-in with Selena Gomez.
Hello.
Congratulations on all the things.
Thank you. The album is wonderful.
It's so good. I'm so happy you did this, that you're still doing it. When you completed the first song for the project, did you know immediately that it was going to be an album, a whole album?
Not necessarily. Okay. You know, I was in the studio for maybe 5 or 6 years, and I could not figure out what my sound, if you will, was. I was frustrated. I didn't know.
Yeah, yeah.
I felt stuck. And then Benny had this idea of, you know, maybe doing something together. So we actually started with Younger and Hotter. And that song was just really special and so beautiful. And Phineas obviously is a genius. And I was like, we could do more. And that's when it all happened. And it was the quickest album I've ever put together.
That's good, good. So it was you. I had in my head that Benny like duped you into it. Like he was like, oh, maybe let's record one more, two, you know, three more. Oh, we have a whole album.
Yeah. Well, he does trick me. I do a lot of TikToks that I would never do, but yeah.
Yeah. So was there a song that Benny loved, he had his heart set on, that you were kind of skeptical about putting on the project?
No, you know, the greatest thing was Benny understood. If I wasn't really comfortable, not comfortable necessarily, if I just didn't care for it, it wasn't even a second thought. He was like, great, that's not what fits for you, that's not gonna work then. But in general, some of the music I would try to kind of make my own interpretation, and it was really fun. And plus, being able to talk to him and write is so, it's just so easy.
I love it. The best stuff comes out that way, I feel like.
I think so.
You have Gracie on this album.
Love her.
I imagine Taylor was the link up for you two initially?
Actually, Benny has known her for, I think, since she was 18 or so.
What?
Yeah, because he had worked with her on her first song ever.
Okay.
And it was, so he was the connection, and it was his idea, because I love Gracie. My little sister's name is Gracie, so I always tell her that, and my sister loves her. But he was like, what about Gracie? And I was like, do you think she'd do it? Because, you know, she's young and doing her own thing, and she heard it, wanted to do it. It was perfect.
And it looks like you too, I mean, got on just so well.
Well, the crazy part is, she's in the middle of a tour.
Yeah.
And she was in LA for one day. And we were like, well, there's no way we're going to shoot a music video. Let's just become like cozy and make a video and call it the video. So she's so laid back and lovely. It was fun.
I know you made Benny a true Taylor Swift fan, like, you know, introduced him to the whole
catalog.
Yes, yes. So I was wondering, has he done the same for you with any artist? It doesn't have to be a new artist, but maybe even somebody legendary that you just weren't up on to that degree?
I would say 60% of the music he plays me is I've never heard. And I'm so impressed with his taste.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's from different genres, different eras. Like, he really loves music, and I get so happy when he's so passionate about it. So a lot of hip hop, you know, earlier stuff, and I sound so cheesy right now, but he does. I don't know most of it.
And he's super eclectic. I feel like it comes across in his production as well, just all
it's
the
true.
Different stuff he listens to.
It's really something great. He makes a really good playlist.
Some of your recording gives me anxiety because I see pictures you post, and it's like this makeshift weird studio in your bedroom or the bathroom, and you have like a blanket over you, and is it hard to get into the zone that way? Like, what are we doing?
You know, I thought it might be, but it just felt easier.
Yeah.
I felt more comfortable. So if I wanted to sing louder, I could. If I don't know. If I wanted to go downstairs, get a little snack, you know, I could go. It was nice.
Have you ever been in the middle of like your best take ever and Benny's in the kitchen and drops a pan or something? And
yes, or he'll come in and just be like, really, really quick, babe, just wanted to say, if you do that second verse really quick, just do this.
Oh,
and I'll
no.
be like, thank you. And then he'll go, what do you feel like eating later? Because I'm going to cook something like right now. And I'm like, we'll figure it out. He's like, okay, Bart, you good? Do you need anything? My engineer, you good? And I'm like, will you please just like let me do, I'm in a groove here.
So,
but he's sweet.
So do you go into an actual studio for a portion of it or not really?
No,
you
do I'm just doing it on a couch with a
That's
mic.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And it sounds amazing.
Thank
That's
you.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
So before we wrap, just to switch gears a little bit, you know, we were talking about Only Murders. And I love the show, and you've gotten to work with some of the best in the industry because of that show. So please tell me Meryl Streep has given you some kind of, it doesn't even have to be acting advice. It could be life advice. I feel like that woman knows the secret to happiness, all the things.
I couldn't agree more. I think it's simply in the way she says something. She actually wrote me a full letter after the first season she had done with us. And it was all encouraging. And it was more so that she noticed the little things. And the little things like please and thank you and these tiny things. And it just, it was so thoughtful and beautiful. Like she is just a rare creature. She is incredible.
For real. That's yes. awesome. Well, we're excited about, you know, obviously the new music and yeah. and Only Murders and all that. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
We are at the Odyssey Sound Space at the Hard Rock Hotel, New York. This is your check-in with Selena Gomez.
Hello.
Congratulations on all the things.
Thank
the
you.
Album is wonderful.
Thank
it's
you
so good.
Much.
I'm so happy you did this, that you're still doing it. When you completed the first song for the project, did you know immediately that it was going to be an album, a whole album?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
You know, I was in the studio for maybe 5 or 6 years, and I could not figure out what my sound, if you will, was. I was frustrated. I didn't know.
Yeah, yeah.
I felt stuck. And then Benny had this idea of, you know, maybe doing something together. So we actually started with Younger and Hotter. And that song was just really special and so beautiful. And Phineas obviously is a genius. And I was like, we could do more. And that's when it all happened. And it was the quickest album I've ever put together.
That's good, good. So it was you. I had in my head that Benny like duped you into it. Like he was like, oh, maybe let's record one more, two, you know, three more. Oh, we have a whole album.
Yeah. Well, he does trick me. I do a lot of TikToks that I would never do, but yeah.
Yeah. So was there a song that Benny loved, he had his heart set on, that you were kind of skeptical about putting on the project?
No, you know, the greatest thing was Benny understood. If I wasn't really comfortable, not comfortable necessarily, if I just didn't care for it, it wasn't even a
yeah.
second thought. He was like, great, that's not what fits for you, that's not gonna work then. But in general, some of the music I would try to kind of make my own interpretation, and it was really fun. And plus, being able to talk to him and write is so, it's just so easy.
I love it. The best stuff comes out that
yeah,
way, I feel like.
I think so.
You have Gracie on this album.
Love her.
I imagine Taylor was the link up for you two initially?
Actually, Benny has known her for, I think, since she was 18 or so.
What?
Yeah, because he had worked with her on her first song ever.
Okay.
And it was, so he was the connection, and it was his idea, because I love Gracie. My little sister's name is Gracie, so I always tell her that, and my sister loves her. But he was like, what about Gracie? And I was like, do you think she'd do it? Because, you know, she's young and doing her own thing, and she heard it, wanted to do it. It was perfect.
And it looks like you too, I mean, got on just so well.
Well, the crazy part is she's in the middle of a tour.
Yeah.
And she was in LA for one day. And we were like, well, there's no way we're going to shoot a music video. Let's just become like cozy and make a video and call it the video. So
yeah,
it was
yeah.
She's so laid back and lovely. It was fun.
I know you made Benny a true Taylor Swift fan, like, you know, introduced him to the whole
properly
catalog. yes So I was wondering, has he done the same for you with any artist? It doesn't have to be a new artist, but maybe even somebody legendary that you just weren't up on to that degree.
I would say 60% of the music he plays me is I've never heard, and I'm so impressed with his taste.
Yeah.
Because it's from different genres, different eras. Like, he really loves music, and I get so happy when he's so passionate about it. So a lot of hip hop, you know, earlier stuff, and I sound so cheesy right now, but he does. I don't know most of it.
And he's super eclectic. I feel like it comes across in his production as well, just all
it's
the
true.
Different stuff he listens to.
It's really something great. He makes a really good playlist.
Some of your recording gives me anxiety because I see pictures you post and it's like this makeshift weird studio in your bedroom or the bathroom, and you have like a blanket over you. And is it hard to get into the zone that way? Like, what are
no,
we doing?
You know, I thought it might be, but it just felt easier.
Yeah.
I felt more comfortable. So if I wanted to sing louder, I could. I don't know. If I wanted to go downstairs and get a little snack, you know, I could go. It was nice.
Have you ever been in the middle of like your best take ever and Benny's in the kitchen and drops a pan or something? And
yes. Or he'll come in and just be like, really, really quick, babe, just wanted to say, if you do that second verse really quick, just do this.
Oh,
and I'll
no.
be like, thank you. And then he'll go, what do you feel like eating later? Because I'm going to cook something like right now. And I'm like, we'll figure it out. He's like, okay, Bart, you good? Do you need anything? My engineer, are you good? And I'm like, will you please just like let me do, I'm in a groove here.
So,
but he's sweet.
So do you go into an actual studio for a portion of it or not really?
No,
you
do I'm just doing it on a couch with a
That's
mic.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And it sounds amazing.
Thank
That's
you.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
So before we wrap, just to switch gears a little bit, you know, we were talking about Only Murders. And I love the show, and you've gotten to work with some of the best in the industry because of that show. So please tell me Meryl Streep has given you some kind of, it doesn't even have to be acting advice. It could be life advice. I feel like that woman knows the secret to happiness, all the things.
I couldn't agree more. I think it's simply in the way she says something. She actually wrote me a full letter after the first season she had done with us. And it was all encouraging. And it was more so that she noticed the little things. And the little things like please and thank you and these tiny things. And it just, it was so thoughtful and beautiful. Like, she is just a rare creature. She is incredible.
For real. That's yes. awesome. Well, we're excited about, you know, obviously the new music and yeah. and Only Murders and all that. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
We are at the Odyssey Sound Space at the Hard Rock Hotel, New York. This is your check-in with Selena Gomez.
Hello.
Congratulations on all the things.
Thank
the album
you.
Is wonderful.
Thank
it's
you
so,
so
good.
Much.
I'm so happy you did this, that you're still doing it. When you completed the first song for the project, did you know immediately that it was going to be an album, a whole album?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
You know, I was in the studio for maybe 5 or 6 years, and I could not figure out what my sound, if you will, was. I was frustrated. I didn't know.
Yeah, yeah.
I felt stuck. And then Benny had this idea of, you know, maybe doing something together. So we actually started with Younger and Hotter. And that song was just really special and so beautiful. And Phineas obviously is a genius. And I was like, we could do more. And that's when it all happened. And it was the quickest album I've ever put together.
That's good, good. So it was you. I had in my head that Benny like duped you into it. Like he was like, oh, maybe let's record one more, two, you know, three more. Oh, we have a whole album.
Yeah. Well, he does trick me. I do a lot of TikToks that I would never do, but yeah.
Yeah. So was there a song that Benny loved, he had his heart set on, that you were kind of skeptical about putting on the project?
No, you know, the greatest thing was Benny understood. If I wasn't really comfortable, not comfortable necessarily, if I just didn't care for it, it wasn't even a second thought. He was like, great, that's not what fits for you, that's not gonna work then. But in general, some of the music I would try to kind of make my own interpretation, and it was really fun. And plus, being able to talk to him and write is so, it's just so easy.
I love it. The best stuff comes out that way, I feel like.
I think so.
You have Gracie on this album.
Love her.
I imagine Taylor was the link up for you two initially?
Actually, Benny has known her for, I think, since she was 18 or so.
What?
Yeah, because he had worked with her on her first song ever.
Okay.
And it was, so he was the connection, and it was his idea, because I love Gracie. My little sister's name is Gracie, so I always tell her that, and my sister loves her. But he was like, what about Gracie? And I was like, do you think she'd do it? Because, you know, she's young and doing her own thing, and she heard it, wanted to do it. It was perfect.
And it looks like you too, I mean, got on just so well.
Well, the crazy part is, she's in the middle of a tour.
Yeah.
And she was in LA for one day. And we were like, well, there's no way we're going to shoot a music video. Let's just become like cozy and make a video and call it the video. So she's so laid back and lovely. It was fun.
I know you made Benny a true Taylor Swift fan, like, you know, introduced him to the whole
properly
catalog. Yes. So I was wondering, has he done the same for you with any artist? It doesn't have to be a new artist, but maybe even somebody legendary that you just weren't up on to that degree?
I would say 60% of the music he plays me is I've never heard. And I'm so impressed with his taste.
Yeah.
Because it's from different genres, different eras. Like, he really loves music, and I get so happy when he's so passionate about it. So a lot of hip hop, you know, earlier stuff, and I sound so cheesy right now, but he does. I don't know most of it.
And he's super eclectic. I feel like it comes across in his production as well, just all it's the different true. Stuff he listens to.
It's really something great. He makes a really good playlist.
Some of your recording gives me anxiety, because I see pictures you post and it's like this makeshift weird studio in your bedroom or the bathroom, and you have like a blanket over you. And is it hard to get into the zone that way? Like, what are we doing?
You know, I thought it might be, but it just felt easier.
Yeah.
I felt more comfortable. So if I wanted to sing louder, I could. I don't know. If I wanted to go downstairs, get a little snack, you know, I could go. It was nice.
Have you ever been in the middle of like your best take ever, and Benny's in the kitchen and drops a pan or something? And
yes, or he'll come in and just be like, really, really quick, babe, just wanted to say, if you do that second verse really quick, just do this.
Oh,
and I'll
no.
be like, thank you. And then he'll go, what do you feel like eating later? Because I'm going to cook something like right now. And I'm like, We'll figure it out. He's like, okay, Bart, you good? Do you need anything? My engineer, you good? And I'm like, will you please just like let me do, I'm in a groove here.
So,
but he's sweet.
So do you go into an actual studio for a portion of it or not really?
No,
you
do I'm just doing it on a couch with a
That's
mic.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And it sounds amazing.
Thank
That's
you.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
So before we wrap, just to switch gears a little bit, you know, we were talking about Only Murders. And I love the show, and you've gotten to work with some of the best in the industry because of that show. So please tell me Meryl Streep has given you some kind of, it doesn't even have to be acting advice. It could be life advice. I feel like that woman knows the secret to happiness, all the things.
I couldn't agree more. I think it's simply in the way she says something. She actually wrote me a full letter after the first season she had done with us. And it was all encouraging. And it was more so that she noticed the little things. And the little things like please and thank you and these tiny things. And it just, it was so thoughtful and beautiful. Like she is just a rare creature. She is incredible.
For real. That's yes. Awesome. Well, we're excited about, you know, obviously the new music and Only Murders and all that. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.